AGP, you want to go ahead and roll? I think we're ready.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Recreation and Parks Commission Board meeting. I'd like to call to order Commissioner, well, let's just say all those present.
Aye.
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 Okay. All right, then we're going to go to, let the record know that Johnny Munoz is absent and
Anita
and you is absent. Right, anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, if I could just slide in just for a moment. I don't generally interrupt this quickly in the meeting, and I apologize. But I wanted to recognize Commissioner Brian Dorfman, who is in the audience tonight, who was unable to get sworn in by the time of tonight's meeting and unable to participate. The record showed that he would be here and not be charged in absence for this evening.
All right, sounds good. Welcome, Brian. Even though you're physically not here, we see you. Okay, now we're going to go to our Pledge of Allegiance. Right? No? Yes. Announcements. I know I have some. Does anybody else want to start? Okay. I was in touch with the tree committee. Did you know we have one? The Heritage Tree Program would like people to nominate trees that they'd like to see become landmark trees. So that's something to keep in mind. Our Dixon Spaghetti annual dinner is coming up on the next, not this weekend, but the weekend after that, Friday the 23rd. That's always a really good time. Zinfest kickoff party that the Cayucas Cellars is hosting is tomorrow night, and that will benefit the Morro Bay Community Pool Foundation. That's tomorrow night, and if there's still tickets available, the only way to get them is by calling 995-3036, because there's no tickets sold at the door. It's at the old historic building, the Borodari Garage. And there's going to be a silent auction, a live auction, with a lot of great donations, trips, or vacation homes in Hawaii, Mexico. We have a few pieces of really beautiful artwork from our local galleries, Forever Stoked and Fiona Blue. So come on down. It's going to be a great time. There's live music with Lenny Blue Trio as well. And that's all I have. Anybody else? Okay, Joe, I think you had something.
Thank you and good evening, Chair Crowley and Commission. One reminder as far as attendance to meetings, just a reminder to all those who are here and those who will be picking this up later, commissioners, you're able to miss up to 3 consecutive meetings and no more than 4 meetings in a consecutive 12-month period. It's getting a tight for a couple of commissioners that have 2 absences right now, and we'll be letting them know who they are. Obviously, the ones that are here, and we'll call the ones who aren't. Just keep tabs of your attendance if you could, and if you're not too sure, give the office a call, and we'll let you know how far back as far as the 12 months and what your attendance has been. But it's 6 meetings a year, and we like to keep it as tight as we can and keep you here and keep the business flowing. So thank you.
Okay, it's good to keep that in mind for sure. We're going to move on to the public comment period. Are there any members of the audience wishing to address the commission on city business matters other than scheduled items? You may do so at this time. And it looks like that is a no-go, so we're going to move on. And I'm going to make a motion to move D1 and D2 to right now, presently. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so D1, we have some new business. We need to elect a new chair and a new vice chair. Currently on vice chair. We need a chair. And then, yeah. And we also need a senior representative. So there's actually three seats that we need to do some nominations for.
So as the chair, you would conduct the nominations and from the floor, opening and closing, and call for a vote and determine the outcome at that time.
Okay, I'll open the floor for nominations for chair. I guess we'll do that first.
I would like to nominate Vice Chair Crowley for chairperson.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I accept that nomination. Thank you. Now we'll go on to opening the floor for nomination of the vice chair.
I would like to nominate Mr. Romero for vice chair.
I'll second.
I'd like to make another nomination.
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate John Bates. Because he's a man of integrity.
Thank you, Al.
And do you accept that nomination?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I'll second that nomination then.
All right. We have two nominations for vice chair. So begin the battle. Okay, so first we'll go for electing. A show of hands. Okay. Al, we're going to first show of hands to elect Al for vice chair, please. Okay, that's two. We're looking at probably a tie. Now we'll go to electing John Bates, and let me see a show of hands. And it's two.
Hi, Rick.
Huh? No, I didn't vote for myself.
I think you should.
Okay. It's unanimous.
All right. Welcome, John Bates, the vice chair.
Thank you, guys.
You won the election. Okay. And let's see. What's left is the... There's all of us, so that's unanimous. Okay. I can declare Anita for our senior rep. Hopefully she'll be thrilled about that. Okay. We're going to move on to our consent calendar now. Mr. Woods, are you ready to report?
Good evening, Commission. The consent calendar is A1, 2, 3, and 4. You can certainly have a motion to accept all four for file and move on, or you can pull items at your discretion.
Does anyone desire to pull an item?
I'd like to make a motion to accept A1 through 4 to file.
Okay. All those in favor?
Well, I'll second that motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Woods, follow you.
I'm just getting caught up with you. Thank you, Chair Crowley. Congratulations on your new position this year and Commissioner Bates as well. And when I see Anita, I'll let her know and congratulate her. Item B1 is a review of the ROC, Morro Bay, a Northern Waterfront Implementation Plan to include the ROC parking lot. I know it sounds like a mouthful, and oftentimes this project's been called the Coleman Embarcadero Improvement Project, but earlier on in the stages of development, it was referred to as the Northern Waterfront Implementation Plan, and that's what you'll see throughout my staff report. Staff is looking for a commission to review and discuss the proposed improvements to the Morro Bay Rock parking lot and the inclusion of the parking lot in the Northern Waterfront Implementation Plan, also referred to as Concept C, back in the workshops when we worked through that. And through your discussions, you'll be thinking about providing recommendations regarding the Morro Bay Rock parking lot to the council, city council's review. They've asked that all the advisory boards review this proposal as it relates to the approved and an adopted concept plan. I prepared some slides on a PowerPoint to go through just to get some of you caught up, and then I'll come back to the report for the conclusion. Like I said, it's a Northern Waterfront Implementation Plan. The current conditions are basically you have the harbor walk and bike paths starting back towards the PG&E plant and going down Embarcadero and down Coleman and making the loop into the parking lot. There is a new restroom out in this location. For those of you who have been here for a while, this is the area that we looked out in the previous discussions. And I have a little timeline that I'll get to in a minute. I'm going to start with the pictures just to get you all interested. This area is the one we reviewed. This is the green area here is dune enhancement, and is not scheduled for any kind of development at all. We have existing ownership, and we've broken down some of the land parcels. I know there's been some talk about lighting the rock or hikes on the rock, and know that that is state park property there. That property comes down in there with this line. So the area we're talking about this evening is going to be right in here, this parking lot area. And that is owned by the city of Morro Bay. Right now, it's existing zoning is an open area for planned development. This is what we reviewed prior to the Concept C proposal as the as it relates to... Oh, I missed one. The existing. So the existing zoning matches up with the 1996 Waterfront Master Plan. And this is where you go, well, how do we get the Embarcadero, the Harbor Walk and the bike path? Well, they're outlined in this Waterfront Master Plan. And there are various elements within this Waterfront Master Plan that I can't read from there. I'm going to have to grab my glasses and get a little bit of help. Pardon me. But you can see is a number one in the Waterfront Master Plan is right down here at Target Rock area, and that was scheduled for a boat launch area. There's existing parking, what we're talking about this evening. The boat launch was right down here at number three. And then back, they had the restroom at number nine over here. And there's a turnaround, obviously, at the end of Coleman Drive, bike path adjacent to the road with a pedestrian path, currently known as the Harbor Walk and bike path, and some enhancements to Coleman Park. Parking at the existing rock parking lot. Obviously, there's dune enhancements still. Parking here would be for Coleman. Parking out here would be at the at this road terminus prior to the creek. And then you've got some park recreational elements here and here. As we move forward through various workshops and collaborations with the Harbor Advisory Board, we proposed a new land use in this area. The commercial and recreational boating facilities are here. We also have park and recreational areas out at Target Rock, which in the previous land use you saw boating facilities and boat launch facilities, and those elements will be relocated, as you'll see in a minute. So there's the recreational areas, and there's the commercial and recreational boating facilities. And part of our plan as we went through the process of looking at the Waterfront Master Plan and going through concerns of public the public and the community and also stakeholders in the area. We had certain ideas. Visitor and resident serving were very important to us. Family destinations, ecotourism were brought up, pet-friendly destinations, as well as enhanced parking access and public education. And so you're starting to see these elements rise up as new projects are proposed. Coastal-dependent commercial serving, we were looking at safe and healthy harbor, obviously economically viable and for commercial, as well as sport fishing industry. Adequate haul-out and boatyard facilities, beautification of the open space, and you see a lot of that with the dune enhancement, pedestrian-friendly waterfront, and public education, again, are always an element that we look at. When we took initial steps with RRM, we developed three different concepts. Concept A looked at the boating facilities at Coleman Park and also down the Embarcadero with the recreational elements out at Target here and also in here. Concept B now has the boating again at Coleman and also along the Embarcadero Extended, and the recreational elements were right along Mother's Beach and also down at the Target Rock area. This boating here seemed to not fit for most of the participants in our workshops. So concept C was outlined as bringing the boating closer to the Embarcadero, along the Embarcadero, more east and allowing more open space in Coleman to be developed as a park and also Target Rock. Now you'll notice that through A, B, and C you didn't see any development here because this area was not included in what we were looking at. It was included, but it was always kind of in the back. It was just parking, and no one really wanted to bring that up. I don't know if there's any reason why, just that it's always been outlined as parking, and all of the plans have always said it was parking, and if you look at the master plan, the waterfront master plan outlines enhancements to parking, and because we know that when you bring visitors here, they need to have someplace to park. So concept C was the one that was overwhelmingly supported in workshops, at advisory boards, and then also ultimately at city council. The process started back in 97 and 98 when we did a planning effort for boating access facility committee and plan. So there's been some work. We just didn't, these ideas didn't pop up, and I won't belabor this too much. But in 07, the Harbor Walk project was completing construction, and the harbor staff picked up the work. And on this project, and the Recreation and Parks Department started considering the future of our park facilities and looking at what we could do in those recreational areas. In 07, City Council authorized a joint planning of the Recreation and Parks Commission or Department with the Harbor Department. And we had a series of workshops. We had RRM come in and guide us through the process. As we were in the process, you'll see that concepts A, B, and C that we looked at were developed. And as you're in a process, you need to have drawings being developed, and we can illustrate to participants what exactly we're looking at. Because some people have a tough time visualizing concepts, and some people don't. So in that kind of a process, we want to be as open as possible. We've met on site as a joint to the beach, and they asked for the advisory boards to go back and have a look at, hey, there's a situation that's come up. Do you think it's worthy of us putting in a ramp or a staircase or nothing at that site? And you remember the discussions that we had here, and those went to all three advisory boards, and that came back. And in October, it came back to council. And at that time, they've invited Bill and Tony Woody, and they are, I believe, architects in the area, and they were working on the development plan for the Rock parking lot. Because basically, the Rock parking lot has been a troubled area for the city. It's been tough to maintain. It is basically fill that has erodes during the rain and heavy traffic, and it's just it's tough to keep up. It's sand, it's wind storms, there's not vegetation, it's not really developed. It's really a raw, natural area, if you will. And I would say, and I'm wrong on my percentages, but half the people probably want it to stay the way it is, and maybe there's half that want it developed. Maybe there's more on the latter part, we would hope. We experienced the same kind of concepts when we went to Tylands Park. Tylands Park was pretty barren. It was a boat haul out and storage and leave your trailers everywhere. And there was some opposition when we went into the master planning. But the development did prevail, and it's been an extremely strong asset for our park system as far as the visitors and local users as well. So I just wanted to add that in. I didn't mean to digress. Pardon me. So basically the proposal was to do some development at the Rock parking lot, and that would include, and I have it on my next slide, I believe. This is Concept C. It's really a poor picture. I have it up on the board. If AGP Video wants to send that one off live, that would be great. So this is the Concept C that we're talking about with the boat storage and dry and repair yard and the boat haul out down here. And then this red area here is the recreational area that we were ready to start master planning. And then the plan that you have in front of you today is, I call it the Woody's plan, but I didn't have a better name for it. It's basically a development for Morro Rock parking lot. The existing amenities that are out there, obviously, are the Harbor Walk, the bike path, and the restroom, and these are all relatively new to the area. And then we'll be introducing, as you can see in your diagram, new concrete Harbor Walk, a picnic area, barbecue area, play areas, planters with benches, and an asphalt road that would improve access to parking. There's some detail on some volleyball courts and some new sandings that will be developed closer to the Rock, and a park horse fitness trail. So, and that's not all exhaustive. This I don't know how they've put a lot of time in this plan, and you can see the details that you have there. This is a very poor picture, and I apologize. If AGP Video can hit the wall, I do have a color shot that hopefully it will be a little clearer for you at home. But basically, you're looking at a harbor. My little button's going to work. This is the bike. This is a walkway here along the riprap that's there now. This would be enhanced parking. The access here, obviously, from Coleman Drive. There's some ornate type of pilings with rope that would accent the walkway and the driveway. And you see those along the Harbor Walk. So we're trying to be consistent with the design that's out there now and bringing it around the corner into this parking area. And then the most developed area here is just east of the restroom and in between that and the sand ramp, if you will, that's there now, which is the beach access. And in this area you have some trees. Obviously you need some planters with some benches that would be around them, so some raised planters so you wouldn't be getting into the landfill. I thought that was very unique. There's a new picnic area here that would help those who, and there's a walking trail here. So if you're parked here, you're able to walk through and still get beach access. And then and any kind of amenities that you wanted to partake in would be there. There'd be picnic and barbecue areas available for groups. And then there's an existing, obviously, bike path that comes down in here and makes the turnaround. So you have a little bit of development here with the play area here, closer to the restroom, picnic areas, benches and seats along the waterfront here. And then there's we talked about volleyball courts. They are located over here closer to the Rock, a little out of the way. I believe there was probably some idea. Parking lot, the Woody's plan, and you can call it the Morro Rock parking lot development. That's fine, a little more formal. But we want to make some decisions that we want to include this parking lot into Concept C, or do we leave it in as it's designed in the waterfront master plan? And if we are to include it into our master planning process of Concept C, what elements in this will be going forward in your recommendation? So if you are unanimous about this whole concept and you say we love it and we want you to bring that forward to include it in Concept C as it is, that's the recommendation that we'll bring for you. If you feel that there are elements in this plan that should stay and some should go, we want to know that as well. So if you have some questions, I'll end my presentation and open it up for any of your questions before you go into the public hearing part of this public hearing item.
Okay, thank you. There's a lot of detail here.
May I add one more thing, and I apologize again for interrupting. The Woodies, I would imagine they apologize. I got an email this afternoon. They were planning on being here to help with this presentation. They were unable to make it back. They were out of town, last I heard, and they were trying to get back on time. So there was some effort for them to get back to help explain some of the details, and unfortunately they are not available this evening.
Okay, and you are looking for feedback for which details we like and which details we don't like. And
yeah, I would. The initial part of your initial decision should be: do you want to include this area into our Concept C? And I think that right now you have a waterfront master plan that I outlined earlier that has concepts within. And land usage and whatnot that we've changed in Concept C. The only thing we haven't changed in this area, if you will, from it's the northern Embarcadero Coleman area, is the only thing we haven't changed is the rock parking lot. Obviously, we're not going to change any of the dunes because we're going to have some restrictions on that ESHA area. But the parking lot itself has just been a parking lot, and it really hasn't been any thought there. And this concept, this detail plan brings ideas, it brings development to this area that we haven't seen before. And do we want to continue down this with this detail, or do you want to include it and open it up for discussion? But we need to have something from your board that says to City Council that you've thought about this and you're interested in certain elements to be continued in the discussion.
Okay, so there's two parts. The detail part, and then how do we want to organize this content? Do we want to put it in Concept C? That's one option, right? Or leave it within another plan, right? There's two different ways to go.
Yeah, you're looking at there is that, and I would be remiss to say if you look at the waterfront master plan when we're talking about the parking lot, it just says number two, a parking lot, and then improve existing parking. That's all it is.
So maybe Concept C is a little bit better way to organize the material.
If it rolls into Concept C, it'll continue. It would be enrolled in the master planning process as we get into Coleman and Target Rock area. We could include the parking lot at the Rock. And what that looks like is still part of the process, but you have a great deal of information and ideas that are laid out here. They've really given you a lot of information to chew on. Mm-hmm. And just know that there's two other elements that I want to bring to your attention as you're talking about this topic, that the council has approved and directed staff to continue with the access ramp at the Rock parking lot. So we're working on getting either a staircase or a ramp that's along from the parking lot down to the beach. Whether it's up by the sand ramp or if it's something new, that concept is still moving forward.
It's moving forward.
That would move forward with or without any of this.
Okay.
As well as the public art donation from the Central Coast Women for Fisheries, which is scheduled to be out at Target Rock as a goodbye point, illustrating a fisherman's family, the sculptures of the woman and the two children. And so that area is a concept art that we're going to be putting, it's going to be going out here at Target Rock. But how does that look? We'll still need to do some site-specific plan. Like, is it concrete around it, or is it just standalone? and really natural looking with maybe some vehicle barriers. We'll need to do some detailed planning when we get to implement that particular structure. So know that when concepts come in, they are just that, and as we room. So not
like,
all this
looks like
parking
you got
isn't gone away.
Three spots there.
It is a public hearing, and after they're done with questions, they'll open it up to the public. So, yes, I think you are, without a doubt.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, sure. Let's open up public comment now and make this a flexible deal so that we can get our feedback from our question answered by George Lee. Would you like to come up, George Lee?
Come on down.
I'm just doing anything I want.
I speak on my myself. Nothing to do with the city council. I was just you were having questions about the parking, and I just wanted to clear that up. The remainder of the parking lot will still be at access to parking overflow. These barriers can be removed, but most of the time, the concrete area up there will take care of the parking that's everyday parking, but when there's events or something, then the barriers can be removed. I think you guys were asking that, weren't you?
Yeah. So what my question was is everything east of the roundabout there, it looks like it's barricaded off, which to me looks like we lose 25% of the parking lot through this enhancement,
well,
roughly.
But like I said, the barriers can be removed for overflow parking.
So
the whole area still will be used for parking.
I understand that. So then we got to have staff out to direct traffic and
well,
I mean, we're going to have the public remove them, or?
Well, that's something that we'll have to
okay.
work out. But I think this is, you realize this is just a concept.
Sure.
You know, and maybe you'll say you don't want any barriers out there. They do have a lot of problems out there right now, especially kids going out there and doing donuts and actually terrorizing the place a little bit. And so this would deter from that. And I've checked this a lot. And yes, maybe the concrete parking lot that's up here maybe could be made bigger. And but I think it will take care of most of the everyday parking out there. And I talked to some people that are out there a lot.
What about if you consider bigger vehicles, like recreational vehicles or vehicles with trailers? It doesn't look, looks like kind of a mess to get in and out of on a busy day.
Well, like I said, this is just a concept,
okay.
and details will be worked out. I mean, when people when they look at it and find problems, there'll have to be some corrections. You're right, you know. But we definitely want to make it feasible for recreation vehicles to go out there. I mean, I don't know about pulling big trailers and stuff.
But, there's a lot of people that come camping here, and that's their only vehicle they take from the state park.
Yeah, their RV parking. Yeah.
Or, yeah, fifth-wheel park, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's all kinds of different types of...
And like I said, this is just a concept.
Sure.
Maybe we could have an RV, little area where they park RVs. It could be altered a little bit.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
But for any event that be out there, because we probably figure that there's going to be more events out there with this new development, and then the barriers will be taken down, and and parking. I mean, this is just my thought.
Sure. Once you take the barriers down, then it's a free for all. There's no.
Well, it'd have to be controlled. Yeah, somewhat. Like I said, all these details will have to be worked out.
It also seems too like getting out of there with one lane. You know, there's 20 lanes to get out of there now. I don't know if they'd be congested getting in out of there. I've been down there a lot. I realize the activity down there.
Like you said, if we go back to this as just a concept.
Sure, right.
And there might be there'd probably be alter changes in this.
Out of this or add to it, and so we can make a strong recommendation. So you're saying I really like the idea of having some focal point on entering and exiting the area, then that's what we want to say, but we don't want a barrier to eliminate parking. And that would be some of a concept that you'd want to think about, come to some consensus, and bring that forward. So not to get too much detailed in your and emotions that we're going to be the motion that we're going to be getting from you, other than it's going to roll in and some bullet points and saying, yeah, we love the play area, keep that. We love the harbor walk along here. That's we want to bring that forward and keep that together with the plan. So as Mr. League was saying, it is a concept plan, but yet it gives you the detail to really say, oh, I like it or I don't like it. And I think that's what the detail really offers you tonight, that you can make a decision to say, I really don't like that. I don't want to vote to keep that up. But we really think that a lot of this is strong. The park course throughout this area is something that maybe we keep it and nothing else. Or we say we just want the play area. So there's some things that's why I'm saying this detail allows you to get some more discussion going. And I would say that if there's any other general statements on the staff report, then that would be the time. And then obviously if there's more questions, if George will be here to answer those, that would be wonderful.
Okay. It's too bad the Woodies aren't here. They could probably really solve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, George.
You bet.
All right, well, let's talk about the barbecue areas. Everyone in favor of that? Is there, you know, I always think about wind, right? It's usually real windy down there, and it'd be great to have some wind protection. Is that too much of a detail to add right now? Is that too preliminary to add that request, or is that feedback you want?
Looks like they have some bushes and things that will.
Bushes are good, okay. All right, so we have a feedback about the barbecue area. Are you all in favor for that? All right, we're just going to dissect this.
Yeah, as the public comment period, remember we have to have it open and then we close the public comment period. So if it's still open,
it's still open.
We can still take another public comment from a non-commissioner. As you notice, he's speaking as a public resident this evening, but he certainly would have a chance to go, please.
Yeah, I think about this. I've seen just dozens of parks throughout the coast, San Diego, and I need to drive a lot. And I think the basic question is about where you want the green belt and where you want green belt and open space, and then where you want sort of concrete and parking. And what I've seen, the beaches that I think have integrated this the best, is where actually if you look at where all the parking is now, in other words, I think where it's done best is where you start with the ocean and you back up the green space, so the parking comes right into that. So in other words, there's a setback from the ocean of 20 or 30 feet, and it's a green belt, so all the parking comes up there. People jump out of their car, and it's whatever's happening, and then ocean. So that's one way to take parking, stop it at a point, everyone gets out, and then, so imagine where the parking is currently, which is a free fall. If we were able to pull it back even 50 yards and put a barrier there right now, that would be completely safe, whatever's happening there. So however many cars you want to park and where you want to put the concrete, one idea is you take the green space and you back it up from the ocean. And those types of parks in San Diego, in North County, have been extremely successful. Just,
do you see this plan fitting in with that?
Well, basically, you know, taking John's point in is that whole gray area, if that was the green space and then the parking was in front of that, you know, it's like that. How many cars do you want? How much green space? And you say, But again, the idea of the green space backing up from the beach, if you look at other communities that have done that, it's an extremely popular concept, because when you talk about the kids and families, everyone wants to get by the water and the ocean. So do you want to put the cars right up there, or you put the cars, they park, and then they walk and have that whole. And it doesn't even take much space. The beach in Solana Beach did it. I've lived in that town for 30 years, and they didn't have much space. And it's just amazing, because now you have this expansive space sitting on the ocean. So that green belt concept is something I just wanted to bring up.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's another idea.
I have a question. Would it be possible the next meeting to have the Woody family here to really explain more of the details? I don't know, there appears to be some gray areas that I'm not quite certain of. But they pretty well explain the basic,
Well, they've given you the detailed plans of areas to develop. So if you're looking out here to put all your recreation out here, it's not what we've been working on for the last few years. We've been looking to do recreation here, boating here, and just parking. I certainly would recommend some enhancements in this area. To what degree, it's up to your discussion and your recommendation. Does that help you out, Al?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
May I just point out one thing? Where they have the volleyballs right next to the rock, volleyball courts, that's pretty much in shadow most of the day. So that might not be a good place for that. And I have one other question. Looking at this picture where the fuel storage tanks are right now, is that reverting back to the city? Is that what's happening? They're clearing those tanks out of there?
Right in here.
Will that become city property?
I cannot answer that question. I apologize. That's above me right now. I think that the negotiations for lease sites and that is still on the table. And any kind of property conversion or ownership transfer is, I would imagine, undecided.
Just because that would change the whole game. You could move this back, the parking and the storage, and then have that other for if businesses wanted to,
for
whatever else you could do.
For today's exercise, I would caution you not to project that. With the current ownership of land and the zoning that we have.
But, he has a point, because if you keep it as a concept, right, that whole area in between would be good to have a transition area like it is. So I like that there's parking there, because, say, in the future, this land does develop into something, that's making good land use, right, of that space.
Yeah, I was thinking they'd rather have the parking behind them to the east and have whatever on the ocean side, if that land was to become available. But, okay, that's not a point we can make now because we're not there yet. So.
Okay, any other feedback about these concepts? So we have some disagreements or some concerns with the parking use concept as it is.
Right. But if we recommend this to be part of the concept C, then it'll go to workshop and it'll be... We'll have other opportunities, and the public will have opportunities for input, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Right. That's what we want. We want the public involved. That's everybody out there. Bay and Cayucas. Morro Bay, anyway.
I did, if you allow me one moment to just give you a quick outline of the adopted process, and then you'll be going into the Park Master Planning process, Recreation Parks Commission, or Citizen Advisory Committee. And oftentimes we get a Citizen Advisory Committee together with stakeholders and those who are experts in maybe development, and we hold workshops, and we work on the detail and how it all fits, and do we need duplication of services or not? Is one restroom sufficient for the amount of activity that we're putting out there? And so there's a lot of questions that spin off of one idea, and you're all obviously the parking is going to be essential. So how that looks, and so as we go through that committee, they approve and get the design together, and then we get into that report that goes to all the advisory boards. It comes back to you for more concept, more design review. And then it's going to go to the Planning Commission. They're going to review it. They're going to kick it back to you with recommendations. You're going to make more additions, and then finally it'll go to City Council for adoption. And it's similar to what we went through with the Teen Center Master Plan. We had the concepts, we had the workshops, we got the detail, and we nailed it down. Now we need the funding, and then once we get the funding, then we'll get into the other requirements, the permitting requirements, the CEQA requirements, the local coastal permits that we're going to need. So there are more steps as we go down. We're at the beginning concept stages. We've gotten a little further with concept C. We just want to get this part caught up and in the loop. We want to include it so it's not left out, so we don't develop everything around it and still have the same existing facility out there that we've been living with for quite a few years, which is not bad if that's what you want.
Okay, so you need a vote to accept this as a part of concept C, right? And you heard our feedback about the parking space. All right, so can I get a motion to approve this for this parking, let's see, how did you want to phrase that again? This parking, Morro Bay Rock parking lot design? What, I forget what you were calling it.
Well, you instead of trying to get it all in one fell swoop, you can break it up in a couple, and if you want to say we want to include this in concept C, you can stick with that motion, and then you can go into some details about the plan that's presented to you. And if you were going to bring that together in its totality,
I feel like it's not. It looks nice, but I just don't think that it's been thought real thoroughly. That's my opinion.
Right. Yeah. And I agree. I'm not too fond of the parking use area, and I would prefer to expand the green belt instead of having it on the side, having it in front. But again, we're not supposed to,
sure.
Our job is now to just accept it as part of this concept rather than hash out the details. So,
right. Well, I don't think our job is just to take this whole thing and say we like it and adopt it all, is it, Joe?
Yeah, right now we're
going to. Okay.
Right.
Well, the part of the conclusion of the staff report, I still see it as a twofold. I still see it as if you want to. And I see there's some consensus that you want to include the rock parking lot into our concept C plan, so it's incorporated in our master planning process as we move forward. Recognize that the boating elements, the haul out, the repair, and the storage, are in the plan, but they are moving separately. They have already gone to some coastal commission reviews. They're doing some legwork as far as the CEQA. So the boating aspect of our concept has got legs, and Harbor and Recreation have agreed that we should move separately and move at our own pace, because funding and resources vary. We're talking about apples and oranges. So when we talk about the recreational element of this concept here, this Northern Waterfront Implementation Plan, you're talking about just the sections at Coleman and Target. We'd like you to consider the parking lot into this concept C. After you've made a motion and you feel comfortable that's the direction and recommendation you want to do, then you want to say, as we bring that forward, we would like elements in our rock parking lot in this plan, the Woody's plan. There's elements in here that you want to bring forward. And if it's just We want everything, and we like the plan, but it should be all parking and only a park course. That'll be a recommendation. All we want is parking, like it is in the previous Waterfront Master Plan, and you can enhance it, but we don't want it to be formal parking, and that was part of the old plan. So I think you've already said it. You want to include it, make a motion to include it, and then make another motion that says we want these concepts, these details in this plan to be forwarded for recommendation to council to include them as we start this process. And they're just looking for a thumbs up on what we've done here, and if you like it, great. If you don't, then that's your opinion, and that's the recommendation we'll bring forward. But I think that we need to have some of your feelings, some of your takes on this.
Any more feedback before we move forward? Okay. So are we all in consensus then that we want to recommend a different green belt and a different parking use space? Those are two things I heard. Are those two recommendations? Is that what I'm hearing?
Are we looking for a motion to accept this into the concept?
Yeah, but we have to summarize first, so we can get to that motion. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that correct? That there's two recommendations we want to make along with this? No?
I'm not clear.
Yeah, I'm not clear.
Right, yeah, we want to include this as part of the concept.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, I'm not being clear. So I'm saying let's adopt this as part of Concept C with recommendation for, those two things we were talking about, the green belt and the parking use space. Am I off?
I think you're off. I think we need first to adopt it and then make the recommendation.
All right.
So I move that we adopt this in part of Concept C, capital improvement study.
So we're going to do two different motions then. So can I get a motion? Is that what you just did?
Yes.
Okay, can I get a second?
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now let's move on to any recommendations, specific recommendations you want to
make. Yeah, okay. I'd like to make some recommendations. I would like there to be a bit of a green belt out there. I'm not sure this road is going to work out with another roundabout, because getting vehicles around that and stuff, it might be too narrow. I'd like to see the parking lot just graded better and improved naturally and keep a natural look. And I'm pretty sure those volleyball courts being in the shade most of the day, it's probably not a good spot for those. We could probably find another spot east of there on the east end or something if they want to maintain those volleyball courts. And that's it for me for right now.
Approval of Plan C in its entirety, with the exception of the volleyball courts and the proposed parking area. Sorry. Rock development plan, okay. Not Concept C, but the rock development plan, which is on the screen.
Okay, do you think is that what you're looking for, Joe? Is that a good enough statement? Will that do? Will that pass?
It's I'm up here to facilitate the discussion, and I understand that you're saying.
Say it again. I think I've said it about five different times, but I mean, should I say it again?
You're talking about recommending the entire.
We're talking about the Rock parking lot,
except for the volleyball courts.
I'd like to make a motion that our recommendation is that we accept this plan for the Rock parking lot in its entirety, with the exception of the volleyball courts and the proposed road and the way the parking lot is configured at the current time on this plan.
Okay.
That's our recommendation.
Can I get a second?
And we'd like to see a green belt there, too, if we're going to do any development there.
So are you accepting the amendment to your motion, then, to have a green belt?
Yes, I accept that amendment to my motion.
Okay.
And I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
So if we will be getting back to you as far as the recommendations, where it goes to council and the other advisory boards and how the process is, at where it's at next time, at our next meeting, which will be in May.
And I'd like to close the public comment period. Right.
I thought we already did, but that's fine.
No, we didn't. Okay. Next, here we have. Let's see. Are you finished with the consent calendar? Okay.
One.
All right. Then we're going to go on to C1, which is unfinished business, with the review of the slow CAPRA Commissioners Workshop.
Thank you, and again, good evening, Chair Crowley and Commission. Tonight, C1 is a review of the annual Salem-Smithville County Administrators of Park and Recreation Agencies and it's our commissioner's workshop. It's an organization that I'm involved in. Currently, I'm the president this year, and they are obviously administrators throughout the county. We meet every other month. One of our missions is to educate folks like you and elected officials at least one time a year. And we do this up at Hearst Castle. And Nick Franco and his crew up at the castle do a wonderful job at hosting this conference or workshop. It's a delight to go up there. And I just can't say enough about his staff. And hopefully we can continue going. The cost for the workshop is $20 a head. We flipped that bill for you guys in order to get you up there. They provide us with the breakfast, which is a continental. They provide us with a nice box lunch. We've got a program that our organization puts together. And then at the end of the lunch event, we have either a tour of the castle or a tour of the lighthouse. This year's workshop was entitled Citizenship in Public Service, Advocating for Parks, Recreation, Trails, and Open Space. I've attached the agenda for your review. We had the two big programs. One was from the Michael Josephson Institute of Ethics, and our speaker was talking about ethics and character and those personal traits as you as a person bring to the office that you're holding. We had some tabletop exercises that we did, and that was to get people engaged in the process. Very successful. And then we had a presentation from the mayor and a commissioner from the Arroyo Grande, and they presented Arroyo Grande in Bloom. And Arroyo Grande in Bloom is basically an offshoot of America in Bloom, a program that helps communities beautify their environment and their town just to enhance the quality of life, to make your area more attractive for tourism, and just an overall positive swing on your community. We felt that this was an opportunity for different agencies throughout the county to take advantage of what Arroyo Grande's done. And their program right now is in its fifth or sixth year, a very successful.
All right, thank you, Joe. Feel free to comment.
I did attend the program, and I thought it was very, very worthwhile. It was very, very informative. People made you feel very welcome. People were very, very friendly. It was long enough in terms of time. I think the half-day program, followed by the luncheon. But I liked the small group discussions. And also we had a woman speak who, I guess you would call her a motivational speaker. Would you agree, Brian? You were there. And I thought she brought to the table a lot of interesting ideas about just people in general and how to treat people with respect and earning their respect. And so I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I took a friend of mine with me who was very excited when I asked him, because Joe says, hey, we have space available. And he was really, really jazzed about it. And then, of course, touring the lighthouse, that was my first experience. I actually was proud of myself. I made it to the top. In spite of the wind was blowing. Was it blowing? But we had a very, very informative tour guide, park ranger, who was really interesting, and a young lady who was interning. So all in all, I think it was a worthwhile experience.
Thank you, Al. Anybody
You're
else?
Welcome.
No, we just had two commissioners, unfortunately, and Brian's situation tonight kind of precludes him from coming and giving me big comments on this. But I know some of you have gone to the previous workshops. We will have another workshop next February. It's the last Saturday of the month is when we generally schedule them. And I'm open for ideas. If you as a commissioner or as a group want to agendize this and think about some topics and recommend them to me to forward to my group, I certainly will do that. We are always looking for the latest and greatest, something that's really relevant and pertinent to what you're doing. And this was part of the citizenship and in being engaged was, once you're a commissioner, once you've taken on that role and committed yourself to the term, I think it's 4 years, then what do you do now? Is the service over? And that was part of what we were thinking about. Is the service over? No. It's your citizenship continues, and the role that you play and how you advocate your position in recreation and parks. Do you go back and do you talk with your circle of friends, and is that all? Or do you invite others into your circle? Are you listening to ideas and suggestions and improvements? Are you bringing those forward as a future agenda item? So that's the kind of dynamics and the engagement as far as citizenship that we were trying to instill in our participants that were there. Apparently, we've made a little bit of headway with Commissioner Romero, but everyone was taking away something different. And we weren't trying to change people. We were just trying to invite them to a different experience. And I think that's a lot of what we do in Parks and Recreation is we don't force people down a certain path. We'll open the door. We give you an invitation to play, to engage, and to participate. And it's up to the individual to step up. And I think that was an important message, and I wanted to share that this evening at the conclusion of this report. If you had any questions about this workshop or the ones in the future, I'd be happy to answer them. But this report would just be accepted for file.
I make a motion we accept the report for file.
I second the motion.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any future agenda items?
Can we hang on and maybe we can cover D3, D4?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm doing a really great job, aren't I? This is really my night. Okay, we're going to go back to D3, review of the MUTNIT program. And I believe Mr. Woods has some information for us on that.
I do. Unfortunately, I can't pass the baton, so I will continue with the microphone and discuss D3, which is a program that started back in the year 2000. It's called the MUTNIT program. And if you're not familiar with it, we have dispensers throughout this town, and they are dispensing plastic bags for folks who are walking dogs to pick up after their dogs if that was available for them. So we have about 19 dispensers throughout the town. The program started with the National Estuary Program grants and donations, contributions from the Rotary of and Enjoyable Parks through an extremely successful MUTNIT program, as they refer to it. It's a matter of bacteria pollution. That's a priority for the estuary program. And they take the program very seriously. They try to attack this on various fronts. And a MUTNIT program is one element of eliminating this bacteria pollutions to enter into the estuary. We had a champion in this program, Sandra Beebe and her husband. And they were very independent. They would solicit monies. Those monies, if you wanted to donate, would go to the NEP as a clearinghouse, as a nonprofit for a tax deduction for that donor. And then the money was back into the program to buy either dispensers or continued supply of bags. The city would help or volunteer out by helping them mount poles so the dispenser can go up. We would approve sites for them to put dispensers up and just basically support in a very passive way after that. Pardon me. Since then, Mrs. Beebe and her husband have relocated out of the area, and we have a new champion in this program, and her name is Diane Moore and her husband. And they do a sizable amount of volunteering throughout the year. They've been strong adopters and volunteers of the North Point area. They pick up a tremendous amount of dog waste, some by their dogs, most by others. But they believe in the program, and they have volunteers out there who also believe in the program. We have asked her, as she took over, to start monitoring how many dispensers we have, how many bags we're putting out there, and just exactly what does the program look like. It was just so, you know, it was out there, it was taking care of itself, but no one really knew what was going on as far as the number. We, you know, we're getting low on bags, we need money, they need money to buy more bags. But right now, you'll see it attached to your staff report are details of the inventory of the MedMen program. And Diane's put together quite an elaborate and detailed information for you. It lists 1 through 11, which are the sites for the dispensers. And they include all of your city parks, North Point Cloisters, Lilac Heiser Park, the Harbor Walk, the Rock Parking Lot, Centennial Parkway, Tidelands Park, Morro Cove Park, Bayshore Bluffs Park, Del Mar Park, and Morro Bay City Park. 19 dispensers in the last 6 months, a total of 102,450 bags were dispensed. Sizable amount. Like I said, it's like we're ready to quantify and see what we're doing. Guess what? You're over 100,000 bags in a six-month period. She's outlined each location, the total of bags dispensed from that location, and whether the month was a strong month or a weak month. You'll see that there's low usage in August, and then maybe there's higher usage in another month. She can track the amount of people at North Point by the cars and the amount of bags being used. When the fences went up along the Highway 1, where Caltrans put the new fencing up, and it prohibited access to what they call Dog Park, Dog Beach, everyone came to North Point, and our numbers just skyrocketed as far as the bags being used. So we can tell when they spike, and we can tell when the people are at and how much usage. And it's really an interesting statistic, and one that helps us better serve the public in our community. The total number of volunteers were 8. They filled 6 dispensers, and 2 of the 6 of them filled dispensers. 2 of them monitor and run the program as well as fill dispensers. The total number of volunteer hours for a year were just under 1,500 hours from October to October. The volunteers filling it were just under 600 hours, and the 2 volunteers that maintain the program and fill dispensers a little under 900 hours a year. So sizable amount of volunteer is out there working diligently. And we should, if you see someone filling up a dispenser, thank them, because they probably don't get that too often. And I wanted to recognize those volunteers tonight, saying that they're out there, they're working for the community, they're working for a safe and cleaner environment. And it's a very positive program. We want to continue this. I think that at the end of 6 months, we'll have a full year's worth of data. And I would imagine we're going to be over the 200,000, probably closer to 225,000 bags, 250,000 bags being dispensed in a year. So it's a big program, one that you don't hear about, but I want volunteering.
That's certainly a great program. I don't have any suggestions for improvement. It looks like it's working great. Anybody else?
Okay. I've seen them in use, people at Tyler's Park, and they are being utilized. And I think, unfortunately, not everyone utilizes those. They just, their dog just takes care of his business, and they just walk away from them. I've seen that all too often.
Well, we are encouraging every citizen with a dog to participate in the MUTMIT program, either pick one up free on us or bring your own from home. The ones we provide are biodegradable. They have a nice little dispenser. We feel that they're in convenient spots. And if anybody else has suggestions out in the public that, hey, we need another dispenser here or something like that, feel free to contact the Recreation and Parks Department, and we'll take the suggestion forward.
Okay. I was wondering, Joe, is there any regulations against not picking up after your animal? Is it against the law not to pick
yes.
up?
Yes.
So remember
yes.
that. Be a good, responsible dog owner. Thank you.
Good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not a dog owner, so not to pick on me, but did not know that. That's interesting. That's
yeah, there are complete sections on cats and dogs in our municipal code. So without trying to quote anything out of context, I would recommend anybody who's interested in regulations on cats and dogs to go to our municipal code. It's online, and you can access that information. And if that concludes any questions, I would look for a motion to accept this report for file, please.
I'd like to make a motion. We accept it for file.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Let's move to D4, which is our program evaluations of our Recreation and Parks Department.
Thank you. Our last report tonight is D4. Oftentimes we have a program evaluation, sometimes two, three, or four. But tonight we only have one. It's for the 2011 Fall Adult Softball League. And the Fall League starts in July and goes through October. There were three nights of play, four divisions. We had co-ed 1, co-ed 2, a master's over 50, because when you were 50, you are master of softball if you're playing. And then we have division men's division 1. Just a side note, our new league starting up, and we'll have three co-ed divisions. It'll be a kind of a low, medium, and high 1, 2, and 3 kind of division. So if you're looking to play softball, another division for co-eds coming up. The fiscal impact for this particular program, fall 2011, we had expenses outlined in your staff report. The total direct costs were $11,013. Obviously, they include the balls, the chalk, the lights, ASA fees, awards, T-shirts and plaques, staff costs. And we break it down to field preps, tournament games, game setup, scorekeepers, and so forth. And I just wanted to share with those at home that these are very detailed reports as far as expenses. We also have a cost allocation of $60 per team. And that covers all the support that we do as far as advertisements, flyers, and so forth. We also have indirect costs. The cost allocation is $1,500. The indirect costs are a light surcharge. We charge all teams $20, and that was a total of $500. So $500 is going to go into lighting surcharge, and that is accumulated for light repairs and light replacements when they come due. So your total expenses for this program were $13,013. Revenues were registration fees as well as an additional insurance payment. Now, we have a player medical fund that's included in the team's registration, but teams have an option of extending the insurance a little further if they pay the fee, and one team, I believe, did. So your total revenues were $12,277, a net loss of $736, cost recovery for this program at 94%. Again, this is a merit service. The target revenue goal for this particular program was between 70 and 79%, and that would include program costs and support costs. When the indirect costs are removed, the program recovers 98% with a net loss of about $236. So a solid program, well above our revenue projections, and right into a very strong cost recovery. We have listed some program recommendations. You can go through those. We will implement those recommendations as the next softball season comes into cycle. That concludes my report. Be happy to answer any questions at this time. And the weeds, like I said, the weeds are down, the gophers are down, and it's looking good. We've got additional softball tournaments coming in this year. We added two new hardball tournaments this year at that site. So last year we were about 13. I think we're around 15 or 16 tournaments for the upcoming season. So heavy use. Hopefully we'll have some big tournaments to fill in the hotels and the restaurants, and
sure, yeah, it's a wonderful
facility. Help stimulate our local economy, without a doubt.
It sure does. It's a great facility, and you guys are doing a good job with the upkeep and running of it. Thank you.
Okay, can I get a motion to accept the program evaluation for file?
I'll make a motion.
motion that we accept.
Well, I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, our last item of the night is any future agenda items. So if anybody would like something to go on our agenda for the next meeting, I'd like to know right now. Nobody has anything? Come on, there's so much out there we could talk about. Do business on. How about the non-smoking ordinance? Didn't the council come up with something about that? There's new information on no smoking in the town or the parks or something.
The smoking ordinance that the city council is scheduled to review has not happened yet.
Okay.
I believe it is on one of their future agenda items, and I'm not too sure if it's going to hold for the next agenda or it's going to be bumped to a later agenda. There's one more meeting in March, and it may be at that meeting. I'm not too sure that that's the mayor's prerogative to set that agenda, and he may bump it to another date. I can't tell you right now. But for your sake of a future agenda item, you may want to you can certainly try to jump in and do it prior to, or you want to do it afterwards. It'll be up to you.
You
don't know. I don't know what I could bring to you that wouldn't be going to front of city council. So I think if you were interested in that topic, you'd want to follow that to council. It's probably going to be a public hearing. You'll have an opportunity to talk about it. If you wanted to agendize it here, so you had something formal as a consensus, as a commission, to send forward to council, that would be an option. If you wanted to go and write it something on your own, you'd be a standalone commissioner saying that you'd be acting individually as you're commenting on that particular item. So there's several ways to get your viewpoints across on the topic at their level, but you'd have to follow procedures. And right now, it's hard to say if you wanted to put it on your agenda, that's going to be in May. If they meet in April, then we'll have to. Mm-hmm. Your agenda item might be something that's not relevant at that time. So I would be cautious of that.
Well, you can always take it off the agenda, right? If they meet before we do.
If you'd like me to bring the smoking ordinance and any changes that may have occurred between now and then, I certainly would want. I could put that on the agenda if I had some substance to report to you.
I would like to agendize that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Any feelings about that? I know it's something we've talked about before, lots of times here, and we had the kids' club make a presentation in the past, and it was denied. And I'm really happy that it's coming up again. So here's our chance to, again, support this ordinance with a formal statement by agendizing it. So I would say yes. Anybody else?
I think it should be agendized.
Okay. All right. Can I get a motion to agendize the... We need a motion? No.
And we've talked about this before. And we certainly would want to... As long as if you have one and one other person... It's consensus to put it on the agenda, then we can put it on the agenda. What exactly is the topic for the agenda? Is it review of the city of Morro Bay's smoking ordinance, or the review of ours and neighboring communities like San Luis Obispo and what they've done? Because there's been some interest from this commission that says, hey, could you bring this back? Tell us how San Luis is doing with their smoking ordinance, because they have a little bit more aggressive approach as far as smoking in their town. And here we have just a few areas that are prohibit smoking. So I'm just curious on where I'm going to go with this when I come back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like if you include the San Luis Obispo's current status or history on how they're doing with it, that certainly would be a great thing to include. And, yeah, can we do both? Put both of those?
I can certainly look at bringing back to you information on what City of San Luis has done and how it's working and what the county is proposing. We talk about the county is proposing some very aggressive smoking ordinances right now, and I can fill you in what we're doing.
So yeah, I think that would be great that we're up to date on that. And
Right. been through it. I went through it last year. We'll get it all worked out.
Well, we have 2 months now.
Put it for overtime. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Let's take care
of it. We're going to stick it together.
We're all in.
Well, I like the Gito idea.
Well, Gotham, I mean, even, you know, when you think about Highland Park, it's great. The park, everyone gets out, and there it is. It's a play area with those.
It'd be good if there's more workshop. This is good for Cadillacs and horses and stuff like that. But people would
right, just figure out where you want the open space and where you want the parking. Yeah. And then I agree. You want to talk about the tennis court? I agree.
Well, these are volleyball.
Forget it.
There's a bird.
I agree.
I never parked that close
to no, and I agree. I don't even know.
Look at this. You lose parking here.
I don't think that.
I don't think anybody's thinking about
that. Right. So my thing is, how many cars do you want? How many cars can you fit?
Well, no, I've seen this on 4 cars already at this point.
But that's what I'm saying, John, and I think we talked about a little bit. If you have, whatever, a buffer off there, then all that parking.
Yeah, well, I'll just figure it out.
Right.
It'd be great if these guys would take the base there and rate it 2 days a year so they don't lose the front tire and the rut.
Right. So if we held up the green space and developed it.